Today's shiur is Demai Daf Mem Hei, the 45th daf here in Maseches Demai. And today's shiur, again, we thank the sponsors for the Masechta, Michael and Naomi Nudel, and Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. So we are in Maseches Demai, and we are on the top of Mem Hei Amud Aleph, having had the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah spoke about yesterday, I'm buying bread from a baker, and the baker might have gotten his flour and grain from all different farmers. Some of them might have been Amei Aretz, some of them might not be Amei Aretz. So some of these challahs, and the baker himself is an Amei Aretz, so therefore I can't trust him, but I can trust that he might have gotten, you know, grain from the same place, so it might all have the same status. But the problem is, what if I buy today's challahs and then there are some leftovers from yesterday? So yesterday's challahs might have come from a different place, and there might be different looking challahs and different forms, and what's the halacha in terms of how to deal with all of these challahs that I bought? So that was a machlokas, three shitas in the Mishnah. On Dav Mem Dal and Amabes. Right, Rabbi Meir says, you gotta be machmir. Rabbi Meir says, you have to be nervous that everyone, yesterday's and today's, the Mishnah used the lashon of hot and cold. Hot are today's, fresh. Yesterday's are tzonenis. So that's one has to be nervous, and you have to be, I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir is the opposite. Rabbi Meir says, you can be ma'aser from the hot on the cold and the cold on the hot, because Rabbi Meir says you could assume, that they all came from the same source, even min arala yafe, as we said yesterday, right, part of the mitzvah of the Rambam, that is Rabbi Meir shita, you could assume that it all came from the same. Parenthetically, remember the Gemara elsewhere, Menachas, but talking about cold and hot challah, right? The nes that the Kohanim showed Klal Yisrael when they came up to be Ola Regel was that they held up the challahs of the Lechem Apanim to show that it was still fresh, it was still hot, right? The day that they showed it, even though it was there a week later, right? They changed the challahs every Shabbos. And it was from the previous Shabbos, and there was no, wasn't in any Ziploc bags. It was open, out in the air, and it was still fresh. Right, so therefore they showed that was one of the nisim that took place. Lechem Cham. Right, the Radvaz has a tshuva where he discusses how were they able to tell that it was fresh. The Kohanim held it, and the Yisraelim were all the way far out, like hundreds of yards away. So how did they see it was fresh? So Radvaz says it was still steaming. The steam was coming out as if it just came out of the oven. And therefore, they were able to see that it was fresh without even feeling it. You know, we're not on that level. We have a roll. The way we check if it's fresh or not, we feel it. We feel it if it's soft or hard. But then it was, you have to feel it. You could just see. So that's talking about chama and sonenes and cham. There it was only chama. It was only chama for the lechem upon him. So Rabbi Meir says, in our case, that you could be mafresh, you could be ma'aser, mizeh alzeh. Rabbi Yehuda oser, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he asers, shani omer, right, chitim shal emesh, hayim shal echad, v'shal yom hayim shal acher. Rabbi Yehuda was the second shita, he says, no, you have to be nervous that today was one, and yesterday's was someone else's, right, a different source. We didn't mention yesterday, but the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim in the back, Sefer Yerushalayim wonders, you know, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's usher? Maybe we should say Svek Sveka Lahakel. Svek Sveka Lahakel. Why? What's the Svek Sveka Lahakel? Rov Amearetz are Maaser, right, Rov Amaasrin. Vakasha Havi Svek Sveka, the Rov Maaser. Nimkein Dilma, Kulan Musar, and maybe all of these are Musar, because Rov Amearetz do take off. Vim Tip Zolomer, and even if you want to say they're not Maaser, so maybe they're at least all from one person. So this person wasn't Maaser. So you could be Maaser, Mizel Zeh. So you have to be Maaser, so why don't you say Mutter Mishum Svek Sveka? He says, look what I wrote earlier. What did he write earlier? We quoted a couple weeks ago. That it could be that Svek Sveka is not Lakula in Hilchas Demai. You remember that, because Demai was Niskan al Hasafik. The whole thing is a Safik, and we still have a din that you have to do something. We don't just say something to Rabbanu Lakula, and you go by the Rov. So it could be that you don't follow the rules of Safik when it comes to Demai, and the mashal that we gave was the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Chametz, by Bedikas Chametz. We also say by Bedikas Chametz, you might not follow the regular rules of Safik, because it was Niskan al Hasafik. This din was created and enacted even though there was a suffix, and even though maybe you did bittul and already, and therefore there's only an issue durabanan, but because it was nitkan ala suffix, you're going to be machmir in cases of suffix, even though usually it would be mekel. So here too, maybe you'd be machmir b'makom svek sveka, right? Or he says, what the other answer that I gave, there's a difference between osin svek sveka biadayim, Remember we mentioned that if you have a saksveika in terms of a bittul case where something got mixed up twice, so that's not your fault, it happened, so you have to deal with the situation, so you can be make up b'shem saksveika. Here, it's you're creating, because you're going and buying, right? So it might be considered a saksveika biyadayim. V'gam hachaha, efshar la'aser, and also, you have an option, efshar lavara, you could be maser from each one separately. You don't have to rely on saksveika, so, and that would be considered a saksveika biyadayim, having to rely on a saksveika actively when you have another option of what to rely on. So, yeah, that's what the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, that's his suggestion, how to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim was written by Rav Nachim Tribitish, the Rav of Nicholsburg. Okay, that's the, so that was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Meir says he can be Mekel, he can be Ma'asar, one on the other. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you have to assume that each might come from a different source. And Rabbi Shimon was Machalik. Rabbi Shimon was Machalik between Shumas Meiser and Chala. Shumas Meiser, you have to be Mafresh each one, but Chala, you don't have to. And we mentioned, what was the svara for the chala? Because when does the chiv of chala kick in? When you need it. So the baker is the one that needed. So there wasn't anything until he needed, so that's when it became chayiv and chala. So all the grains and all the flour that he got, the chiv is going to kick in when he has it. So either it's all good or it's all no good. But you should be able to mafresh chala from one on the other. So that's why the Rabbi Shimon says, the last law, the Shlita says that by chala, I'll matter you to go from one to the other, but not for Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser, then you have to be nervous. So now, what the Gemara is going to ask, that makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't the Rabbanan hold of that chilek? Right? It sounds like a lot of sense. Like chala, why should he be makel for chala, be able to be mafresh from one on the other? So on top now, Rabbi Shimon oser b'chumas ma'aser u'matar b'chala. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda oser b'chala. So it's mashba that Rabbi Shimon is the one that makes the chiluk and says that chala, you're allowed to be mekel and be ma'aser from one on the other. V'lo, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda asers even by chala? V'lo et slohi nitbelis? But doesn't it become tevel by him? Meaning by the baker. And therefore, it should all have the same halacha. And it should all be, you want to say he's an Ama Aretz and he's an Ama Aser, it should all be, to use the language of the Mara Folda, v'havile hakol min hachiv al hachiv l'inyin chala. Right, the whole chash that we're nervous about is that it's been a putter al hachayiv, min hachayiv al putter, some had maser taken off, some didn't have, you're not sure. But here, it all kicked in at the time that the baker had it, and the baker is one guy. So either he's trustworthy, or he's not trustworthy. So you should all be simple, and you're going to be mafresh? From one on the other, okay, you be ma'aser from one on the other. Either he did it or he didn't do it. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you cannot be ma'aser from one on the other? Doesn't the chiv of chala kick in all at once? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara is going to have three tries. What is the case? Why in the Mishnah does Rabbi Yehuda say aser by chala? So try number one. Ella b'shoel se'or. Se'or is the leavening agent. Right, so we're not talking about where you got all the dough, and you got all the dough, and then the chiyuv is going to kick in. But you got the leavening agent, b'shol sa'ar tame. Sa'ar tame means sa'ar possible tame, meaning you bought sa'ar, the baker got leavening agent, yeast we might call it, from in Am Ha'aretz, la'asosi saso. So if you got that from an Am Ha'aretz, so you got the sa'ar, today's sa'ar, from an Am Ha'aretz, and the day before he got it from a different Am Ha'aretz, and then there's a problem, because by Sa'ar, the chiv already kicked in, because it's already dough that already went through the processing and rose so much, let's say the sourdough, that you're going to use it to be mafrish, to make other, you know, the rest of the flour and the dough to rise. So therefore, if you just had the flour and the grain that you got, fine. Then when you add the water to the flour, then it's all going to kick in at the same time. The chiyuv to be mafresh challah. But here we're nervous. You got sa'ar from a couple of amei aretz. So there, the chiyuvim aren't the chiyuvim. We assume aren't the chiyuvim going to be earlier, right? He says the marafolda. Klomar, b'shol sa'or tamei, klomar me'am aretz. V'ayom en am aretz acher. Where you got sa'or, the leavening agent from all different sources. V'rishon igal me'amar natal chala, v'sheni lo natal chala. Maybe the first one, the person who sold the baker the sa'or, he took off chala from the dough that the sa'or came from, and the second one didn't take off chala, because sa'or already comes from a dough. So the dough is already in the hands of the seller that sold to him. So maybe that's why in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda asers and says you can't take challah from one to the other, which would be interesting. So then the Gemara doesn't go back to it. We ask a different question. But we could have asked, like, so why would Rabbi Shimon say it's mutter? Right? If you have this chash, why would Rabbi Shimon say it's mutter? But we don't go back. We ask other questions. Says the Gemara, afilu kain. Right, lo etz lohi nitbeles. Even so, doesn't it become the chiyuv tevel kick in by him? Why? Because the general minhag of bakers and of suppliers is that they take off sa'ar before the hafrashas challah. Right, they take it off before because, you know, calculations. You take off challah, you got to take off more challah, so you take the sa'ar off before. So even if you got sa'ar from different sources, it's all tevel. Because people took off Sa'ar before Netilas Challah. So therefore, why would Rabbi Yehuda Aser again? Either they're both Mutter or they're both Aser, and we assume they're both Aser. Right, again, see the Marafolda. Afilu kein lo es lohin et bela she'ein notlin Challah ela acher shenot asar mimenu. If you have any of these leavening agents that you got from the dough, you can assume it's Tevel. It's going to be menachayev alachayev. Di acher shenot alachala, because if you waited until afterwards, if you take it from the right, if you waited to take the sa'ar afterwards, so then the whole thing is mutter, and now you're going to add that sa'ar to another dough that you didn't. It would be too confusing. So therefore, and everybody thinks just take the sa'ar right away, right? And therefore, you can assume it's tevel. So therefore, here too. Why don't you assume it's all tevel, and therefore the mocher, the nachtom, has it as one stage? And again, why would Rabbi Yehuda aser? Why would Rabbi Yehuda aser? So the Gemara says, Ella, try number two. We try to say sa'or, did it work? Ella b'shoal kikar tamei lomalos tanur. What happens if he puts in? He gets the baker is baking. And it seems in the days of the Talmud that things baked better if the oven was full. So he would ask people he would ask other bakers if they wanted to use his oven, and they would all put their bread in the oven together. And the problem is, afterwards they open the oven, they're like, oh, which is yours and which is mine? And I don't remember which is which. That's the problem. That's what you have to do. Each one might be, you don't know whose it is. So maybe that's the case. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says, sir. Again, b'shoal kikar tamei. And again, it doesn't mean tamei. It could be tamei. Lemalos taner. To fill up the oven. So the Gemara says, if that's true, v'im b'shoal kikar tamei lemalos tanur. If that's the case, so then ma'aser mikol kikar v'kikar. So then that should be a problem, because what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Only if you get it from different days would you have to be ma'afresh. But he was modeh from the same day. If it was all menacham alacham, you'd be able to be mako. But here, if you got it from all different bakers to fill your oven, even if you got it the same day, it's all a mix-up. And you'd have to be ma'afresh from each challah by itself, because you don't know what is the one from the Amah Aretz and what is the one not from the Amah Aretz. So that also is not an option. Also is not an option. So we're stuck. What do you say? What is the case of that is under machlokas, right? That Rabbi Yehuda would say you have to separate from each and every one, each and every day, while Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to worry about the challah, right? Chumas Meister 5, but not about the challah. So we try to say sa'ar, no good. We try to say filling up your oven, no good. So try number three, Elik Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan did not talk about our case. We had twice already in this Masechta that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar were answering a stira between two Mishnayos. Who has to be mafresh, the baker or the buyer from the baker? So Rabbi Yochanan was machalik. Well, it depends if the baker was baking with tahar flour or tahar dough or tamei dough. If it's tahar dough, then the baker is going to want to be mafresh as soon as possible, because he wants to be mafresh the challah while it's still tahar. And if it's tamei, it doesn't make a difference. So that's where the buyer is going to have to do it. So that's what the Gemara quotes here. That answer, Elak Rabbi Yochanan answered a stira elsewhere, kan ba'osa b'tahara, kan ba'osa b'tumah. So that idea could be related to our case also. Maybe our case is talking about where some of the doughs were bitahara. And some of those were bitumah. Yesterday's, explains the Bar Rafulda, maybe yesterday's dough, he needed bitumah, and therefore, if it's bitumah, we can assume he wasn't mafresh challah, because you rely on the, why should I be mafresh challah? It's tummy anyway. So the buyer will be mafresh challah. And today, maybe he's needing bitahara. So therefore, maybe he was mafresh. So therefore, every day, one day he might have been mafresh bitumah, one day bitahara. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to be mafresh, you're not allowed to be mafresh from one day and the other. What about Rabbi Shimon? So maybe Rabbi Shimon assumes if he's a baker, he'll either do one or the other every day, right? Either he'll do batara or he'll do batuma. You don't have to worry about the switching of the behaviors of the ma'amaretz. There's more to talk about, but let's just read the next line. The next line, some take out the girsa, but the Gemara just quotes the other answer to that question that Rabbi Yochanan was answering. Rabbi Yochanan was answering a stira, so. Ella, Krebelazar, Derebelazar, Amar Kanba, Kanbosa, Batara, and he gave a different answer. Okay, the Barafolda says, we're not going that. The Gemara just threw that in because it was a quoting from Reb Yochanan earlier, so Reb Elazar was the other answer given to that question. Okay, stop there for a moment, a couple of points. So we speak about the Chiyuv of Challah. So the Chiyuv of Challah kicks in when the water and the flour touch each other. And that's the if you look in Sinyar Adea, but also I'll read it for the Shviya Shabbos. Shviya Shabbos in the second volume has all the Dine Hafrashas Chala, and he quotes Minag Yisrael Mikdemes Dina Shetei Isha Mashkima Va'ofe B'kol Erev Shabbos Ve'erev Yantif. The Minag of Chai Yisrael is to wake up early Friday morning and bake. So I might add maybe Thursday, maybe Wednesday. You know, maybe the Minag of Chai Yisrael is to be very busy. And therefore, it could be that Erevs are busy, so you could do it even earlier. And it goes into how much is the shear of challah, v'kama shear ha'isa shai v'challah, how much. There is some shear that you don't have to take off challah, it's only a little bit. If some a little bigger is b'mafresh without a bracha, then you have mafresh with a bracha. But the as we mentioned, I think a couple of days ago, the chiyuv of challah kicks in only when the liquid and the flour touch each other. Before that, one is not yotzei, right? It's too early. Late, one can be yotzei. One baked the bread already. One can still be yotzei. It's never too late. It's never too late to be mafresh challah. It could be too early to be mafresh challah. Says the what happens if you have two different challahs? Can you combine them for the shear? If you have two different rolls. Two different loaves, right? Not picking one big one. So, or two different doughs. Rolls for sure. You make a lot of rolls from one dough. What if you have separate doughs and separate bowls? So could they combine for the shear of challah? Shtei isos sells the shmir Shabbos. Fein shalad mechad. If you have two doughs, they're owned by one person. The kol echad pachos ben hashir anal, and each one is smaller than the shear that he said. He says one 660 grams kemach v'yoser. So avo biyachad yesh. Right, then there are some that say in terms of pounds, if he's still doing it in pounds, up to 3 pounds, 3 to 5 pounds, and more than 5 pounds. Avo biyachad yesh bekadil eschayav avashas challah. One person is making as a couple of doughs, but altogether there's a chiyuv. The heimi min echad shel tfu, and it's one type of grain. We'll talk about these details by the shem in meseches challah. The eino makbish lo yisarvu zeh bazeh, and I would put it into one bowl, but I don't have a big enough bowl, so I don't care if they touch each other. You don't care if they are in one bowl, so put them into one bowl. That's the best. Lechad chila. Yanichin b'kliyachad v'yachasa osam emapo b'kli. You put it into one bowl or cover. And if you can't put it into one bowl, just put the bowls together and put a towel or something over it to be mitzarif them, to combine them. V'yameinem munochas b'kliyachad yanichin al mapo v'yachasa b'nashteyan. You cover both of them. V'yafish chala. V'yaf yivarech ala frashazu. Right, and you're mevarech, right? Even though it's a separate kelim, you're mevarech. The Shpir Shabbos here discusses, what about tziruf in the fridge? What about tziruf in the fridge? Does the refrigerator, is that called a kli to be mitzarev? So there's a whole discussion of that. What if it's a separate plastics? That's a discussion of hafrashas challah, some of the dinim of hafrashas challah here. And what do? We know you take a little bit after it's a dough. You take a little bit kizayis min ha'isa u'min ha'mafeh, and you make the bracha of lahafrash challah. Some say lahafrash challah min ha'isa, and you say harei zu challah. So big discussions in about all the details of challah. Again, remember, even if one forgot, I've gotten the shayla in the past. I didn't take off challah, so you can take off challah even after it's baked. You're just going to lose one of the lechem mishnas. You're going to lose a shalem, because you're going to have to take off a piece of one of the shalems. What about Shabbos? So that was tricky. We spoke about that earlier in this Masechta. Could you be mafresh on Shabbos? So if it's tevel, no, that's tikkun. What if it's demai? Demai, maybe you can. Maybe if it's chalas chutz la'aretz, you can. There are still there are some kulas there. That's what the minchas. That's what the Yeshiva Shabbos says here. Shochach la'avresh chal mibod yom. Also la'avresh chal b'Shabbos v'yantif. Ube chutz la'aretz. Kivon sheshah mitzvah schala ikara enol elamidur abanan. Hitiru lo'lechol u'lishayer chaticha shebimena yafresh chala achar tzeis hayom. You can leave over. But that's where where it comes up. And that's the assumption, again, of our whole discussion here, that the chiyuv of challah kicks in by the baker, and that was the whole question that we started off with. If the chiyuv is all by the baker, he gets his challah, so what's the issue? Right? It should be all at the same time, and Rabbi Shimon should be right, so what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? And we had all the other answers. The other area where this comes up, obviously, is not just Hafrasha's challah, but the malacha of Elisha on Shabbos. The Malacha of Lisha on Shabbos also has to do with that moment that the water and the liquid touch each other. So that, well, or is it? Right? Is it the water and the liquid or stage? That's a major machlokas tanoim between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Comes up in Shabbos in two places, Daf Yuches, Daf Kuf Nun Hey. When is the Chiyuv, when is the start of the Chiyuv of Lisha? Is it only when the water, if I add water to flour, I pour it in, I'm violating the Isser Daraisa of Lisha? Or is it only when I start kneading it? When I start kneading it, that's a machlokes tanoim. When does the malacha of Lisha take place? So that's what the Gemara quotes on Shabbos, Yudches Bar Aleph. The main sugi is later on, Kufrin Hey, but here quotes it at the beginning. Echa nosen es hakemach, vecha nosen es hamayim, ha'achron chayiv divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, right when they touch each other, right? Why? What's the svara? Because right when the water starts touching the flour, the binding agents already start. Right? It's already starts to be connected. And what's the malacha of lush? The malacha of lush is the combining or the binding of little particles into a solid or semi-solid mass by means of a liquid medium. That's the definition. Again, the binding of solid or the binding of little particles into a solid or semi-solid mass through the means of a liquid medium. So that liquid medium could be water, it could be, oil, it could be, ketchup, anything that would hold, ingredients together. So Rebbe says, right when they touch each other, boom. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Eino Chayev Ad Sheyegabel. Right? Until you do the actual gibel, until you, the actual act of kneading, that is when the Daraisa of Lisha takes place. Who do we paskin? So make it the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yossi as stama, meaning the later stage, and the Rebbe as a yesh omer. Lamaisa, it's not so relevant because even according to Rebbe, what's an afkamina? According to Rebbe, what if the liquid was added to the particles before Shabbos? So was the malacha already done? So now you can knead it on Shabbos? Could you be mako like that? So no. Right, even according to Rebbe, the second stage is a daraisa, is a usur at least derabanan, and the Bir Halacha says even according to Rebbe Yossi, the first stage is also derabanan. So either stage is usur, either daraisa or derabanan. So that is again, but it's at the moment that the similar moment to the hafreshas challah is the malacha of Lisha. Again, the Shmir Shabbos also has a whole perek on this. As we know, all the Hilchos Shabbos Svarim in our day are structured in different ways. Not only in our day, past 500 years. The Shulchan Aruch has it al Seder chronology. Right? The Shulchan Aruch starts off the first two volumes of the Mishnah Berurah are your morning from morning to night on a weekday. Chelek Gimel is Shabbos, so he starts off with Friday and Erev Shabbos and Shehi and all the things of Erev Shabbos. Then he continues into what would be normal behavior on a Shabbos. The Egle Tal goes by Malachos, right? That's another way to formulate it. That's what Ribiat does, also in more modern. The Shmir Shabbos goes by topics. Goes by topics, not just Malachos, but he goes by topics. He'll have a, right, as we know, he has a parak on games, and he has a parak on dealing with animals, and all different ways of learning Hilchos Shabbos. But in Parakhes, it's Dinei Lisha v'Shabbos. Dinei Lisha. And he quotes there, just to the first sif, Ein Yisra Lisha min HaTorah v'aflo midrabanan elem kin yismalu shlosha tnaim eila. Three conditions for the malacha of Lisha. Number one, she ya'arbe shnei chomrim zebazeh. You have to mix together two different substances, a liquid and a solid. Right? What's he alluding to? There's a discussion. What happens if I just have a item and I mush it into its own liquid, its own juices, like I mash a banana? So there's the issue of tochein, grinding, but it's also issue of lush. What if the pieces of the banana are held together by the liquid within the banana itself? Avocado, right? All that. So he says that's not lisha. Tochein, you got to talk about. But that's not lisha. So number one, she arev shnei chomer zebazeh. Number two, shelafachos, echad achomer malal yeh dakon kemach. One of the ingredients will be solids, like flour, right? If I mix two liquids together, that's not lisha. If I want to make dressing on Shabbos, if I take mayonnaise and ketchup and mix it together, pasha, that's not lisha, because that's not a binder. They're each bound together before everything starts. Right, that's just mixing together. That's not a malacha. So number two, you have to put together two different materials. Number three, right, what about tuna and mayonnaise? From a result of the combining of the little particles and the liquid medium, it becomes one gush. What if it's the liquid of one of them combining with the other? Either way, lisha, there are coolers of lisha. How do you do lisha in a mutter way? You flip the order of the ingredients. You do it in an unusual way. How you do lush? Again, a lot of details of the malacha of lush, but that is also flows from the moment that the liquid and the solid start connect to each other, and that was the basis of the whole question on today's daf here on Amud Aleph. Why would Rabbi Yehuda aser if it all kicked in at the moment that the baker had it? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now on the second line on Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yudin, Avuid Rabbi Matanya. Rabbi Yudin, the father of Rabbi Matanya, said, one second, what's the case of Machlokes then? What did we just say? We just said the case is, maybe he did some tumah yesterday and some tar today, so that's the case that Rabbi Yehuda asers by Chala and Rabbi Shimon maters. Tumas Meiser, everybody agrees, you have to be Mafresh. You have to be Mafresh because you're not just worried about tumah v'tar, you're worried about Dmai. But what about here? So, what's the case of Machlokes? Bo'os et tumah kaiminon ve'etzlowi nitveles. Right, he did it betumah, and it becomes tumah. It also betumah meaning he was involved in his dough betumah, and it becomes tevel when he has it. Vote for Rabbi Yehuda Modabais. Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbi Shimon in these cases. So Vatani Kane, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Ostrim betumah spicer matir and bechala. Right. So in the case where he does it betumah, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that, to what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Yehuda oser b'tumas ma'aser mata b'chala. Rabbi Shimon oser b'tumas ma'aser mata b'chala. So my b'neum. They basically say the same shita, the Brisa says. So what exactly is the case under machlokas? That is the question the Gemara still hasn't figured out. We came up with a great shot for why Rabbi Yehuda would aser, but Rabbi Shimon would also agree to the aser in that case, unlike what I said before. So the Gemara says the following: Al daite Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, who is machmir in a certain case about chala, while Rabbi Shimon is mekel. What's the case of Yehuda's machmir? Eino mafresh lo mishel hayom al shel emesh, v'lo mishel emesh al shel hayom. You still can't mix days. You can't mix days. And mafresh though min hataner al hataner. But as long as it's the same day, Rabbi Yehuda would allow, but even if it's different molds, right? Different ovens. Al daiti the Rabbi Shimon is machmir. Afilo min hataner al hataner eino mafresh. If it's different molds, Rabbi Shimon would aser, even if it's the same day. So that's the Gemara comes up with a new kimta, right? What's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? It would be a case where you have the same day, different molds of bread. Do you assume that it all came from the same source? So that Rabbi Yehuda would say you can rely on it, and Rabbi Shimon says you cannot rely on it. Why? As the Mara Folda says, Dilma mitre tvuosein. Maybe it came from two sources of grain. And one he was mafresh, one he wasn't mafresh. So therefore, one has to be nervous about that. When we talk about yesterday's and today's, another related topic that we could talk about, this is about bread. But let's say, in general, in terms of Hilchas Kashrus, which is part of a larger general rule, right, we know there's a concept of Ben Yomo, right, concept of Ben Yomo, which is yesterday's. yesterday's. What's yesterday's? So Gemara says, we know there's something called Eino Roi Lachila. That's not Usur, but there's something, not Eino Roi Lachila, but something that's called less than that, but in the same world, no Saint Tam Lefgam. If something gives off a negative taste, so then it's not going to be Usur Daraisa at least. No Saint Tam Lefgam. So Lechachila, we're Machber for no Saint Tam Lefgam, which means if there is a pot that has Isfleishik, right, every day, Rabbanim get asked these questions. Shik pot, what do you mean shik pot? I used it a week ago, so that's what's called nosin tam lefgam, right? The taste inside the walls of the pot is not going to give off a positive taste, it's going to give off a putrid taste, but lechadchila or machmir, to assume that is a taste and you're not allowed to use that fleishik pot to cook milchiks in, but even though it's nosin tam lefgam, lechadchila, one is not allowed to use that. Bidiyevit, if one did, we assume it cannot aser. No sintam of kedaz aser. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav. Kedera she'ena bas yoma is no sintam lifgam. So what does it mean bas yoma? Right. So our Gemara here today is talking about yesterday's and today's. So Rashi there in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav says bas yoma shebisha ba'obi kochavim ayom, a pot that the goy cooked in today. But if you cooked in yesterday, kfar hefik bataimo, the taste has already lessened. Belinas laila, overnight. Vishuv kishepolto, but tafshal acher, and so when it's spit out into another tafshal, eno elofgam. It's negative. Eno elofgam. So Tosas points out, that sounds like overnight. We don't paskin that way. Right? The Rush says 24 hours. It's not just an overnight. If I cook for dinner by breakfast the next day, it's not nosin tam lefgam yet. It has to be 24 hours. That is what we paskin yoredeya. Shulchan Aruch says this in Simin Kuf Gimel, nosin tam lefgam, 24 hours, not just yesterday's and today's. So that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. Interesting. Is there ever a time that it runs out, that it's no longer nosin tam lefgam, that it's not tam at all? So that is a famous tshuva, if you know it's famous, but right, of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in, has two tshuvas, Ayin Hei, Pei Aleph, 12 months. 12 months, after 12 months, there's no taste anymore. It's like totally ruined, and therefore there's no taste at all. We generally don't paskin like that. That Chacham Tzvi comes up with, right, if you yarshin from your great aunt, set of china, and you have no idea, well, they were kosher style, right? So what do you do? Could you use that china, right? No, it hasn't been used in 36 years, right? It's been sitting there. So we generally don't rely on that just because of the Chacham Tzvi. As a sniff lahakal, or Moshe has it, is like, I'll give you three reasons why it's mutter, and one of them can be the Chacham Tzvi. We're not going to rely on the Chacham Tzvi by itself to say if it ever runs out, if it ever runs out. But either way, we spoke today about yesterday's challahs and today's challahs. We started off with the lechem apanim. We're not zocha to that now. Our challahs from yesterday are not as fresh, but hopefully one day we'll be zocha back to the lechem apanim. Okay, we'll stop here.